Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to the STEM Civics Radio Show today, the 1st of February. Today, we're going to have what I'm calling Mr. Paul Talk. We're going to add that onto our series. It's just going to be a Mr. Paul Talk, no guests today. But before we start, I'm going to go around the table, and you guys are going to tell me what is a good movie that you have watched the past couple weeks? A good movie and why you liked it. If you didn't like it, let me know. All right. I won't start with me. Cora, what's a good movie you watched this past week or so?
I was watching Sweeney Todd. It's a pretty good movie. It's also a musical and it's one of my favorite ones.
Sweeney Todd?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll come back to that. I gotta ask you what that is. I've never heard that before. Josiah seems like he's heard of it. Have you heard of it, Josiah? Oh, okay. You were smiling like you did. Okay, I'll come back to you, Cor. Layla, how you doing? Layla the Mayo here. What's the movie you've watched lately that you like to share with us?
A movie I've been watching lately, it has been Pride and Prejudice. Ooh. That's my favorite movie, like, of all time, and like I always watch that whenever it's just like I'm bored.
Why do you like that one? I'm just curious because I liked it too. Why do you like it?
I don't know. I think it's because like I just like the old like books from like back then and stuff. Like I don't know, and I just like the way like how like they were so cold to each other in the beginning, and like they actually ended up liking each other. So I was just like, I think that's like pretty funny.
Like the old classics. All right. I'll come back to that too. But I got to come back to Cora because I got to know what that is. Josiah, how about you, buddy?
A movie I watched in the past week or so is Maze Runner. It's one of my favorite movies. So.
The first one?
I watched the whole thing, like all three.
Oh, you did. Oh, okay. So you went through the whole thing. I liked them too. I have all of them. As a matter of fact, now you got me wanting to watch the whole series again starting tonight. Yeah, I haven't watched them in a while. Okay, Maze Runner is good. I like that one. At least I've heard of that one. Zenobia Shaw, Zoe Shaw, how you doing, girl?
I'm good. I really haven't watched any movies in a while. So, yeah.
Okay, so what have you done in place of watching a movie? What took place of a movie? Did you read a nice book?
Oh, no.
Okay. Did you beat somebody up? What'd you do?
I just been home.
Okay.
So, yeah. Chilling? About it, chilling. Yeah, so, yeah.
How about you, Malaysia? Whose face I cannot see?
Yeah, I haven't watched no movies neither.
Okay, that's impressive. Read a good book lately?
No.
Just been chilling like a laser, huh? I mean, that's me, huh?
Well, I wasn't really doing nothing.
That's a yes? You just been chilling, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you think of a movie, let me know. How about you, Kimberly?
I watched a lot, but I remember their names.
Okay. Can you give me a premise? Maybe I can help you out. No? Maybe? I was just trying to get an idea of what you watch, like who are the actors. Maybe I can help you out.
I don't even know that at the top of my head either. Like, I know who they are, but I don't remember their names.
You just be watching movies, huh?
Yeah.
You just go on a binge and watch movies.
Right. I mean, it depends on the movie too, because like some are boring and that's just not.
Okay. All right. How about you, Mr. Ray?
A movie, well, actually two movies I watched was Princess of the Frog yesterday And a week ago, I watched The Help, which was actually a pretty good movie, and I enjoyed it.
First time you've seen that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, The Help was pretty good. I like The Help. You like the poo-poo pie?
Anyways.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to go there, but I had to. Hi, Talia. How you doing, girl?
Hi.
You got that Miami suntan going on?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm very much the same color.
Pretty much the same color? Glad to hear it. Yeah. How about you? What's a movie you've watched lately?
Just yesterday I watched a movie with my cousin. It was called Prisoners on Hulu.
Prisoners.
And I don't remember any actors' names.
Okay. Was it an action movie or well, it sounds like it was an action movie.
It was a thriller. And mystery? I'm more of a thriller, but
okay.
Viola Davis was in it.
Viola?
It was made in 20. Yeah, Viola Davis and some other people that familiar faces, but I just don't remember the names. Yeah, it was a pretty good movie. The ending was upsetting, but you know, if you want to go down that path to see, then go watch it.
All right, cool. All right. Prisoner, Viola Davis. All right. Emily, how about you, girl? How you doing? What do I have a feeling I already asked you?
No, you skipped me. I was hoping you'll forget about me.
Nah, go ahead. I'm not going to skip you.
I don't watch movies. I watch series.
Okay. What's the series that you watch?
Last week, I watched the Selena series about her life.
Okay.
And this week I started the one with Jenny Rivera. That's why I was late to your meeting because I was on my Netflix show watching about her life.
Oh my God, you were doing Netflix instead of me. All right, that's fine. Okay. That's cool though. All right, cool. Brakai, what's up, stranger? What you eating?
I'm not eating anything, Mr. Paul.
Oh, okay, my bad. How you doing? What's a movie that you've watched recently?
Probably
Toy
Story 4.
What is it? I didn't hear you.
Toy Story 4.
Toy Story 4?
Yeah.
Wow. They made a fourth one, huh?
Yes.
It's been a while since I've watched Toy Story since my kids were small, so you have to excuse me. Was it fun?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Pretty good. Okay, I'm going to have to check it out. Just on your word, I'm going to have to check it out. Now, as for me, I started watching this series with my wife, which I find very interesting. It's a French series made in France, and it's called Lupin, L-U-P-I-N. And it's pretty good. I was surprised how good it was. But the only thing I don't like is they have the voices dubbed. And so you can tell, because I know what that guy sounds like. He played in one of those Lycan movies. What's it called? He was one of the wolves. But anyway, I know what his voice sounds like. And they gave him a white guy voice. He's talking like a white guy. He's a big black guy. And I know he has a deep voice, but he has this like high white voice. And I'm like, oh man, they're messing it up. But it's actually a good series. So that's what I started doing, watching Lupin. And I watched Chicago PD. I'm a series guy too. I like watching series. I'm not, you know, big on too many movies. Anyway, that's it. But what I wanted to do today, again, we're going to call this Mr. Paul's Chat. Oh, hey, Cora, I saw you. Thanks for reminding me. Now, what is this show that you watch? I just saw you go. Y'all like, that's right. I forgot about you. What's the show that you watch? What's the premise? What is it? No, seriously, I want to know. I've never heard of it before.
I thought I got away. It's about this dude, and he has this wife, and there's this judge who has a crush on the wife, so he sends away the husband on false charges. And then when the husband gets back, he finds out that the judge took his kid and that the wife poisoned herself. And he meets up with this person, like this other girl, and she's like, oh yeah, no, she poisoned herself. And then he decides he wants to get revenge, and then he gets revenge.
Oh, one of those revenge movies.
And it's a musical, but they slit a few throats, and that's how he gets revenge. And they hide the bodies by making them into meat pies, and then they sell the meat pies. And then there was this really messed up part.
Oh, that wasn't messed up, what you just said right there? No. My bad. It sounded pretty messed up to me.
No, wait. Okay, it gets better because they adopt the girl who was like, oh yeah, your wife poisoned herself. She basically adopts this kid, and there is like a song, and they're like, nothing's gonna harm you, not while I'm around. And that was like the whole song was about. And then the kid, they locked the kid in the baker's room because he found out about what was happening. And then
meat pies? He found out about the meat pies?
Yeah, he realized that they weren't good.
Hmm.
Okay. And then, so they look for the boy.
I have to continue. I think I
no, wait. No, wait. This is the messed up part. So after that, yeah, the guy finds out that his wife didn't actually die and that he accidentally killed his wife because she said, you look familiar, and he did it, oh crap, because he wasn't supposed to be there and he had a fake name. So he killed his wife, and then he shoved the other girl into the oven while the little boy was in the sewers hiding. And then the little boy sneaks up behind the dude, and he uses the dude's own knife and just slits the guy's throat. And it was.
And this is musical, huh?
Yeah. It's a really good
movie. I'll put that on the pass column. I'll pass that
one. No, wait, it's a good movie.
It sounds that way. It really does, but I don't do gore too well.
No, it's a good movie. It's like, it's so, the blood is so unrealistic that it's funny. Because like, it squirts out like 10 feet. It's funny, I promise.
What's the name of it again?
Sweeney Todd.
Mm-hmm. I jot that down. Okay, what I want to do today, Sweeney Todd.
Another good one is The Secret Window. I got Raif to watch that one.
Yeah, that one I've heard of. Anyway, this was my appetite. What I wanted to ask you guys today is, the question is, what's on your mind? And don't tell me nothing, okay? Because I know each one of you in these boxes have had something on your mind that you've been wanting to talk about or share or just let out because it's been bothering you or because you're excited about it or because you want somebody else to know, okay? So that's the question right now. And don't make me start calling out names because I will. As a matter of fact, everybody's going to have to tell me anyway, so to the show ends. So you may as well go ahead and start, Rafe. Looks like you want to start. What's on your mind today? What's been going on that you've been wanting to talk about that you've, you know, go ahead. You look like you're ready. I don't even have to
get to good question. What is on my mind? Mm-hmm. I guess Questbridge has been on my mind recently. Seems like an interesting program that Miss Anchor sends. And an art event that I'm debating if I really do want to join in it, but I'm like not the best with my art, so.
So why were you thinking about doing it?
I guess because people are encouraging me.
What kind of art? Are you talking about drawing? Are you talking about
drawing? Art?
Okay. All right. So
why not join
it? Why not?
Because like half of the artists that I already know, like I already know some artists, and I just know there's like more people that are way much better than me, and it's like, you know, it's not like I'm gonna win. And so
you just
Raif? Not give up. I never joined, so I can't really give up.
Raif.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up. You're an amazing artist. Shut up.
All right, we'll stop there. Next, Layla, what's on your mind, girl? What's been going on?
I'm gonna need you to read the Zoom call because Emily said that she was going next after Raif. Okay,
I'm sorry. Let me get on the chat. Thank you for reminding me.
Read the room.
I should be quiet, girl. Go ahead. Go ahead, Kimberly. Ooh, Emily or Kimberly?
Emily.
Go ahead, Emily. I got you. Go ahead. What's been going on? What's on your mind?
I'm on the Trenton High swim team.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool.
It's not stressful, but you'll be sore because we practice from Monday through Saturday. And we had our first competition on Saturday. And I won 2 races and I lost 1.
Oh, wow.
But after all, I feel really proud of the one I lost because I was competing against boys, so I wasn't really expecting to win, but I came in 2nd place with the boy race. But I still consider that I lost that race. But yeah. And second thing on my mind would be I'm on a travel, but you know, we can't because of all this COVID stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm sipping my strawberry lemonade.
Strawberry lemonade, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to travel and I want to go see my grandmom in Colombia, mm-hmm. who I haven't seen since freshman year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, she turned 86 in November.
Wait a minute, this is your grandma or your mom?
My great grandma, my mom's. Okay. My mom's grandma and my grandma's mom.
Okay. 86 years old. Say what?
Yeah, I was supposed to go to her birthday, but you know, the passport company, they messed up my name, my middle name, my last name. So when I got the passport, I couldn't go because that's not my name. So I had to send back the passport and so waited for me to get a new one, which I got like a few weeks ago. That's all on my mind.
But are you still planning on going?
Yeah. But right now, I can't because I will have to quarantine once I get to Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
And technically, I don't like staying too long because I get homesick.
Okay.
So
how long you would have to quarantine? 14 days?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's too long. I'm sorry.
And usually I stay for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's
but yeah. Basically, I'll miss the whole point of going to Colombia for quarantine. So I'm waiting.
Is it just me here?
See if things get calmer in the summer, so I'm going.
Okay. I don't know what you're doing. You're moving around a lot, but you were breaking up a little bit. Let me ask you something about the swimming thing before I go on to somebody else. How long have you been swimming?
Okay. So I did swimming in Colombia when I was in the 7th grade. So in Colombia, I swam with an Olympic team.
Oh.
And when I got back, I decided to do it for my 8th grade year. So my 8th grade year, I did swimming. I was in the middle school swimming team. And then for 9th grade, I was swimming for the Boys and Girls Club for their swim team. And then I stopped for sophomore year because of Corona. So they weren't doing that. But I was told I could do the swimming team for Trenton High, but I didn't feel confident enough to do it my sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
So I have some friends there that were encouraging me to do it this year. So that's what I did. Okay. And I made the team.
Good for you. All right. See, I just learned something about you. I didn't know you were a swimmer. Okay. Good job. All right. Congratulations. Yes. Now you can go, Layla.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How about you? What's on your mind, girl? What you pissed off about today?
I'm pissed off about everything, Mr. Paul. You already know this. Please don't, because I talk to you every single day. First off, these people got me working back to back like it's nothing. I was at work yesterday.
Hold on.
And it snowed.
back up. Not everybody know who these people are.
They don't even know how I work for it. What if they trying to sue me? Can't do that, Mr. Poole.
Go ahead. I know you can't sue. Go ahead. So anyway, they working you too hard?
But I've been getting my paper. I've been working through the whole entire pandemic. So I gotta say. I've been looking at colleges. All right. Mm-hmm. I've been looking at colleges to apply to.
Okay. All right.
So it's either I'm gonna stay here or I'm going to New York. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
See ya. I'm just kidding.
Yep.
I know you love New Jersey. Stop lying.
It's all right. Rutgers.
When we finish making our way around, I want to ask you guys about current events, but I don't want to ask. But if you have if current events are something that you want to talk about too, you can do that. Okay, but I want to make sure I get that in. Brooke, hi.
Wait, Mr. Paul. Layla's running for Miss Universe.
Who?
She's running for Miss Universe.
She's running from Miss Universe?
For Miss Universe.
I know, I was just playing. Mm-hmm. Are you Layla?
She's an Instagram model.
You got it going like that?
It's because I've been going out lately and I've been getting dressed up, Mr. Polo.
Oh, is that what you're talking about, Emily?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I still told her she can run for Miss Universe.
Oh, that's so sweet. You go ahead, girl. How about you, Brakai?
I haven't been thinking about much lately, Mr. Paul.
Your mind just been a blank slate, huh?
Not blank. It's just.
You're breaking up.
In current time, like, I don't really think about anything. I just live my life.
So nothing affects you? Now? Like you haven't been upset about anything? You haven't been bummed out? No?
Once things happen,
you're breaking up, Rakai. Rakai, breaking up a little bit.
Yeah.
Say again.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, go ahead. Keep talking. I'll let you know.
I said I just been just living life.
Just living the life. Living la vida loca, huh?
Yeah, just living in the moment.
Okay, all right. I go with that, but I'm gonna come back around to you because I know you've been thinking about stuff. I know you have. Talia, how you doing?
I'm doing good, I guess. So, I'm doing good.
What's on your mind today?
My future.
Your teacher.
My future.
Oh, I thought you said your
my future.
Your future. What about your future? Hello?
Like SATs, college. You can't hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I just thought you froze for a second.
Can you hear me?
I hear you now, girl. I hear you.
Hello?
Stop.
Oh.
SATs, college.
Yeah, I've been thinking about SATs, college. You know, stuff like that, just where my future is gonna look like.
Okay. Yeah. You guys, a general question. Is anybody else in here thinking about college?
Okay. Me too. Me.
Okay, we're gonna jump on that. Josiah, what you been thinking about as far as college? Do you have one in mind?
I forgot the name of it. It's out in Ewing.
Okay.
The same college my dad went to. He said, you know, it worked well for him. So hopefully.
It's in Ewing?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what college is out there in Ewing. Let me think. Okay. Is that the only one you've thought about? You're not going
so out far, of- yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I saw you raise your hand, Cora. What you been thinking about college?
I don't know.
No, go ahead. I'm just messing with Layla. Go ahead.
I just about college, just my future in general.
What do you got planned?
I have no idea. That's
no idea.
No idea.
Are you going to college?
I want to be like a guidance counselor, but I don't know where I want to go. I'm between staying here and then going to Michigan to be closer to my brother. Okay.
But it's cold out in Michigan.
Yeah, but my big brother pretty much raised me when I was a little kid, and I really miss him.
Okay. So you want to be a guidance counselor. How about you, Zoe?
What was the question?
The question is, what have you been thinking about lately? What's on your mind? College, anything, political events, anything?
I've been thinking about college because, you know, we almost to that age and to that point of, you know, graduating, going to futures and stuff. So,
have you got a college in mind?
It's like HBCUs like Howard and Lincoln and Delaware State. So,
okay. Not, you haven't gone, you didn't mention anything down south. You're not going down south any further?
Virginia,
you don't want to go down there?
I don't know yet, but it's on the list, but I don't
know. All right, as long as you got something in mind. How about you, Kimberly? I don't think I forgot about you in the corner box over there.
I did my college list already. Mm-hmm. I've applied to a scholarship so far. I'm considering joining the National Honor Society.
Okay. Why are you just considering?
Because I don't know. I don't know if I want to do it, but I'm also going to apply for QuestBridge, which should be this week. Okay. I have some other stuff to do as well. And then, yeah, that's about it.
Okay. Has anybody else considered on here considered the National Honor Society? Zoe, who else? Kimberly, I know Kimberly says she did. But Kai, why wouldn't you do the National Honor Society? You're a smart young man.
Mr. Paul, I don't even know what that is.
My bad. Look it up. I'm not even going to take up the radio show with the National Honor Society. Look it up. All of you on here, all of you, and I'm looking at all your names, should apply for the National Honor Society.
Mr. Paul.
Yes, who said that?
Mr. Paul, let me tell you something. Burkai, he's gonna go to college. He's gonna go to culinary school. He's gonna be a cook. My best to be thrown down in the kitchen.
I know. And I'm gonna follow him too. You gonna open up a restaurant, Burkai?
I've been on it already.
Yeah, that's a plan.
Okay, all right. I'm gonna be following you, all right? Because I know you're gonna cook it up. Because I love eating good food now. Nobody else for National Honor Society. Cora, I thought you wanted to join the National Honor Society. Yeah, you. Yeah, you.
I don't know. I just. No.
You should. You too, Rafe. Are you? You guys, all right, let me ask a question. Zoe, what's some of the give me a couple advantages of being in the National Honor Society since we're on it.
What we was told, you know, looks nice on our college application, and like the alumni who was part of the National Honor Society are like leaders today. So yeah, I wanna try that out.
I'll tell you what, yes, it does look good on your college application, absolutely, to be a part of the National Honor Society, because for you to be a part of the National Honor Society, you have to maintain a grade point average, a specific grade point average, 3.5, okay? And the pickings are slim, okay? Not only that, it's what Zoe said as well. When you become a member of the National Honor Society, you're a member of the National Honor Society for life. And I'll tell you what, if you want a social network with people in high places, that's an opportunity right there, okay? When you're looking for a job, when you're trying to accomplish something, like let's say, Brokai, let's say you're going to build your own business, all right? You're going to start your own restaurant, all right? And you're part of the National Honor Society. You hit a few people up. You get on the website, hit a few people up. Hey, I'd like, let them know what you're trying to do. I'd like a few investors, blah, 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 blah. You give them a plan. I mean, the reason I'm saying this, because I've had some friends that have done it this way, okay? You give them your plan, all right? What's your business plan. They look it over, and if somebody's able to, they fund you. You know what I'm saying? Different things like that. It's a good group to be into, especially if you're thinking about a career where you're going to be in the business sector, you know, a lawyer, doctor, business person, guidance counselor, restaurant owner, you know, whatever it is, scientist, whatever it is that you're wanting to do, it's good because you're always going to have those connections. So that's why National Honor Society. Okay. It's not just about them, you know, you looking good for college. It goes beyond that as well. Okay. So if you guys have any questions about that, you you should contact Ms. Wang. She's in charge of that. And I'm on the board as well. So if you want to shoot me a quick email and we can talk some more about it later on. Okay? But let me ask you guys something. Does the politics of today affect any of you guys? Do you at this age, you think about the politics of today? I know you do, Zoe. Tell me what, and I'll come back to you as well, Cora. And I'm going to hit some of you guys that think that you don't, but I bet you that once I probe your mind that you do. Okay, Zoe, how does the politics, what about politics these days is affecting you?
Basically anything before the inauguration has been affecting me. Well, anything today has been affecting me and others. So, you know, with like the riots and, you know, mm-hmm. just the impeachment again. And mm-hmm. yeah.
Stop right there. Before you go on, what do you think about the impeachment again? What do you think about
that? Well, hopefully it goes through, but you know, who can tell nowadays, but that's beyond me. I can't really do nothing but pray. So, yeah.
Can I be the devil's advocate right now?
Go ahead.
Okay, why do you want, and you guys can jump in too, because I know you know a little bit about what's going on. And we're talking about them trying to impeach Donald Trump, even though he's a civilian now, they're still trying to impeach him as an ex-president, okay? And there's a lot of different views about that right now. There's a lot of different views, and I'll hit on it. But why do you think that needs to happen, Zoe?
Because I just don't want that chance of him running again to happen again. Because I don't need that. Well, I don't need that. I don't know about y'all, but I don't need that again. Because when he be able to run again, I'll be able to vote and y'all be able to vote. And so I just don't want that to be in my head for the future.
Are you one of those people, and I'm going to ask this question to a couple other people. Are you one of those people that was stressed out because he was president?
Yes. I wasn't really stressed out like the last 2 years, like the last year, because I didn't understand what he was really doing when I was younger. But like now... Yeah, so I just want to relax for a little bit.
Okay. I want to come out. I'll come back. Cora, you about to say something?
I wasn't about to say anything.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something. How about you, Layla? I know you think a little bit about politics. What do you think about the politics that's going on?
All I got to say is that I got a bone to pick with the government, because as a person who pay taxes, I got three W-2 forms. I still got paying. They want to push the date back to file taxes. I don't got time for that. I don't got time to play with my money. Also, that little orange grumpy man, he don't deserve to run again. If he get impeached again, he'll lose extra money, no secret service. He don't get none of that no more. He don't get none of that. And that's why he deserved to get impeached, because he already on his taxes. You got all that money for what? That's why I shut down in Atlantic City now. Bum. But that's besides the point.
Wait, hold up.
That's besides the point.
Hold up, wait a minute.
All I gotta say is bum. He messed up big time. Paris Accord Act.
Did you call him a bum?
You cut out, Mr. Paul.
No, I said, did you call him a bum?
He's a bum.
Yeah, she did.
I heard you right. Okay, we'll stop right there. But go ahead. What'd you say about the Paris Accord Act? Go ahead, girl. You got, ooh, you're getting fancy. What'd you say about Paris Accord?
Huh? You cut out. Mr. Parr, you keep cutting out.
You're cutting out. I'm not cutting out. You're cutting out.
He wants
no,
to
you're know cutting you
were,
out.
He well, wanted I'm, to know what you were saying about the Paris Accord.
Oh. He pulled us out of that. And he's not well educated when it comes to science. We know this. So and it's just like the environment.
Okay, go ahead. I wanted to make sure you told everybody what the Paris Accord was in case they didn't know.
Well, it basically has to do with the environment and making sure, like, you know, like the air control, making sure, like, you know, we're keeping like the earth clean and everything. And he pulled us out of that when he first like became president. And that's not a smart move because, you know,
okay,
like climate change and a whole bunch of stuff, like that's a real issue. And like he literally sat there in a press conference with a whole bunch of scientists and he was like, well, I don't really believe in science. Like,
did he really say that?
Yes, he doesn't make any sense at all, Mr. Paul. And it's just like,
can I tell you something now? Can I tell you something?
Yes, you can.
He's no longer president.
I know.
So y'all can
and I mean,
that man no more.
Yes, I can, because he messed us up big time. He like messed up the economy really badly. And it's just like, especially with the way he handled COVID. And it's just like, now that, you know, old Joe, you know, he's in office. I mean, he like already like reversed a lot of the things and that Trump did, which is good, but you know, people still need a stimulus check. They're still, you know, you have to deal with the pandemic and everything that's going on. I feel like that there needs to be, you know, like he needs to be more strict when it comes to dealing with COVID and like keeping people home in order for it to like go away. Because New Zealand, they don't have any COVID cases.
Hold on 1 second, Layla. Rob, could you let Cora back in, please? Go ahead, Layla.
New Zealand doesn't have any COVID cases, and in some like places, countries or states where you travel, like as soon as you get there, they put you in a hotel and you have to stay there, and you quarantine for 2 weeks. Even if you don't have COVID, you have to quarantine.
They do the same thing in Australia, because I had a couple friends that went up to Australia for a funeral, and they had to stay in the hotel for 2 weeks, and they. Yeah, it was. They didn't like that. They really did not like that. But hey, it is what it is. But we're going to talk about, that's the one thing that I want to let you guys know, that we are going to have somebody from the CDC. What's the CDC? Anybody know? CDC. What's that the acronym for?
I believe Central Disease Control, something along those lines.
Center for Disease Center. Yep. Control, yes. You had me messed it up. So yeah, the CDC is gonna have somebody on hopefully before the end of next week, and we're gonna dive into COVID, okay, and what exactly the government in general and the government local is doing in regards to how we're gonna proceed with COVID. Okay, because me personally, I'm sick and tired. I really, really am. Just like you guys, I want to go back to school. I really do. I know, you know, hey, a lot of people think it's strange, but I just need the interaction with people, with you guys, and see how you guys are doing. Okay. So we're going to have them on. But anyway, continuing on with the politics. Has politics affected anybody else here? In any way, think about your family, think about your mom and dad, think about, you know, some of the things that you hear them talking about, if they're talking about it, is it affecting your family at all? Has it affected your family? Whether it's the politics, like Layla mentioned, the economics, okay, economy. Has anybody in your family lost a job? Has it affected them financially? COVID, has anybody not been able to get treated? Have they gotten, you know, stuff like that, whatever else. Like Layla was pretty upset about the Paris Accord, obviously. But do you guys think about that is basically what I'm trying to say, because Zoe made a good point. In a couple of years, probably less than that, in a year or so, you guys are going to be able to vote. So you got to know what's going on in this world and who you're going to vote for, why you're voting for this person, you know. And voting is, we talked about voting early on in the year, all right? It's huge. It is your right to vote. You make a change when you vote. You make a difference when you vote. You're the ones that kind of guide things, how things go when you vote, okay? And people voted for old Joe, you know, and booted Donald Trump out of office, you know. That's gonna change the way things are. So talk to me. Anybody else into politics here?
I am.
Who said that? Cora? Who said that?
Emily.
Em, go ahead. Talk to me.
Okay, so I can agree where Layla and Zoe are coming from, because I can definitely say that when Donald Trump was president, my family was put through a lot, especially because I had that conversation with you with the incident about my mom.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Most of my family members are considered immigrants to the United States, and for them losing their job is like they can't provide to their family, to the people who they were helping at first. You know, like my aunt, most of y'all know she was diagnosed with cancer right sophomore year, and she lost her job and she started chemo and she started radiations and she lost her hair. But she never lost faith, and she lost her job, even though her job knew she had cancer, but mm-hmm. they didn't allow her to go back after a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember for Christmas, she wasn't gonna come spend Christmas with us due to her low defenses. And since every year we'd meet up for Christmas, and last year, she wasn't going to because of everything that happened. And my grandma, she was like, at least come for an hour and we'll all wear our face masks. And like, even though none of us has COVID, we all tested negative a week before so she can still come. We decided to, while she was there and her family was there, that we would keep our face masks on so she wouldn't feel uncomfortable, because my aunt, she stopped going out because of her low defenses and everything. And there's a picture. I sent the picture to Raif that all of us were sitting on the couch with our face masks on just so she can be there. Okay. But back to the politics. My dad lost his job due to COVID. And he was many, many weeks like without being able to pay for his apartment or pay for the food he was providing weekly. And here in my household too, my grandma, she lost her job, and so did my grandpa. And it was just multiple weeks that they were just stressing over bills and money and how they'll provide for the five family members that they live with. And it got very stressful because it wasn't like they were depending on the check Donald Trump was doing or anything, but it's the fact that they lost their job and they couldn't keep providing what they were providing for what they were doing, like they were doing weekly. Mm-hmm. And Donald Trump, he doesn't deserve to run again, because no kid should never felt like how I felt in the summer, thinking that one day their mom is not gonna, you're gonna wake up and your mom's not there. You probably guys don't understand, but most of y'all do.
No, and I think everybody understands that, Emily. Everybody understands that. But go ahead. And
no kids should be put in a cage separated from their mothers just because their mother crossed the border for them, mm-hmm. so they can come for a better life. Mm-hmm. And even though my parents didn't cross the border, they came here on a plane. Mm-hmm. I still fall under that category to me waking up one day and that my parents won't be by my side anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, families shouldn't be separated, because I do stress that a lot that one day that my mom is going to get deported, or my dad, or even my family members, because they came here for a better, to better themselves from what they didn't have in their country. Mm-hmm. And then for Donald Trump just to like ruin their hopes and stuff. Mm-hmm. I feel like nobody should go through that, because if America's considered like the country of rights and freedom, they should be able to feel welcome to a place that's not their home.
Wow, that was like an essay. that was good, Emily. That was good. And I know a lot of young people, you know, your age, feel the same way, and they told me, and it's scary. It is. Think about that. You know, going to sleep one night and you wake up the next morning and find out that your dad or your mom or your uncle or your aunt has been deported. That's heartbreaking stuff. That really, really is heartbreaking stuff. And I know people who it's happened to, and you can only console them and try to help them move on. But yeah, I understand what you're saying, Emily. That's big. Has COVID affected anybody else in regards to, I mean, if you don't have to share as far as job wise or any other way. Before I go on, I wanted to ask Talia something. I don't think I'm gonna let you slide, Talia. By the way, you were down in Miami, my hometown, right? What was the COVID atmosphere like down there, Talia?
I feel like it was still a lot of people out. Like, I don't feel like it was stopping anybody down there. Mm-hmm.
And what?
It was so many Haitians there, Mr. Paul. So many Haitians. And I heard people say like there's a lot of Haitians there, but I guess just to see, like, I don't know. It's so interesting to see like people with my culture. Like it's so interesting to me. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, because you don't get that same grouping up here in the Northeast. But they have Little Havana, they have the Puerto Rican side, but there's a lot of Haitians down there. You're absolutely right. But I guess so down there, from what I'm seeing anyway, when people are out and about in Miami, and they are out and about South Beach and everything like that, there's not too much mask wearing going on, is there?
No, there wasn't.
That's why I'm scared to go back down there. Because I already had COVID once and it wasn't fun for me, and I will not catch it again. I'm gonna do my best. But no, I just wanted to ask you what it was like down there. And now, like when you went into restaurants, were people masked? Were they, you know? Did you go into restaurants, Talia?
Sadly, I did not.
Oh, that's so sad.
No, because I wanted to experience something that's not here, mm-hmm. and I didn't even do that. So
did you at least go to South Beach?
No, I didn't, but I went to Bayside Marketplace. Oh. And I went on a little like boat ride and saw famous celebrity houses. Okay. And yeah, that was nice.
If you went to Bayside Marketplace, you were probably about not even five blocks from where my parents live, my old home. So yeah, you were in the neighborhood. Okay. I'm jealous. I'm so jealous. Anyway, anybody else? Kimberly. Oh, no, you know whose voice I haven't heard in a while? She probably fell asleep. Hey, Malaysia, how you doing, girl? Wake up. How you doing?
Hi, Mr. Paul.
Oh, okay. I thought you fell asleep. I had to wake you up. I mean, has there been anything going on that has affected your family COVID-wise? As you know, if you want to share anything, like has anybody gotten sick in your family at all? Anything you want to share?
Yeah, I know people that have gotten sick, but mm-hmm. I don't.
Has it affected your family directly?
Well, yeah, but no, not really.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, but no confuses the heck out of me.
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, hey, if it hasn't, it hasn't. I just wanted to know if it, like, because, I mean, when it happens, like, I'll give you an example. Like, when I had it, it just threw the whole family off. Because, like I told you guys, I was down in Florida when I caught COVID, and I was in the hospital for over two weeks. And I had it bad. I had it real bad. Didn't think I was going to make it. And it affected my family. You know, it affected my family because they were up here in New Jersey. They couldn't go down to Florida. I was staying with my sister. She couldn't come see me. Nobody could come see me, you know. And so it was rough. It was rough. It affected us for the holidays because my daughter-in-law had COVID, okay? And she didn't go to the hospital, but she had to be quarantined for 14 days. And can you imagine being in the house and you have two babies? Well, she had three kids. So you have two babies that can't see you. They know you're right there in the room, but they can't come see you. And so you have to FaceTime them for 14 days. It's crazy. So that's what they went through. She had to FaceTime with them that whole 14 days that she was in quarantine. My son was losing his mind because he was the only one taking care of all three kids, you know, so he was losing his mind. And once she got out of quarantine, let me tell you what, once she got out of quarantine, the kids would not let her out of their sight. They were clinging to her. They would not let her go, you know. So, you know, it has that kind of effect on people's lives, you know, not being able to get together for the holidays with your family like you used to. It takes away something. There's an emptiness, there's a sadness that it leaves in the heart. And I'm sure that it's happened for all of you guys, you know, even right now, as you're going through it, not being able to hang out with your friends, not being able to go to school and so forth and so on. So that's how it's affected me and my family, you know. Who else haven't spoken to yet? I was going to go to you next, Kimberly. Rekha, I don't think you're getting away. Kimberly, how about you?
Well, COVID has affected me and my family in many ways, I guess. Mm-hmm. My family, November. It was really bad. Apparently, I came out positive, but I didn't have symptoms, which was a good thing.
Yeah. Okay.
But my dad, my brother, my mom, they had it really bad. Like, my dad was to the point, like, where he looked like he was going to die, which was tough. Either way, it was, like, a month or so. So, like, I couldn't go back to work or my brother, my dad, either.
Did your dad
We got past it, and then
Was your dad in the hospital?
No.
Wow.
It was natural medicine, you could say. I mean there was like this tea, it helps a lot. Mm-hmm. And like, I didn't believe it. Like, we just really didn't like believe in COVID a lot until like my family got it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really bad. Like, he had fevers and everything, and it was just bad. Mm-hmm. And then in January, my family in Guatemala, they got COVID. And you know, like our country down there is like kind of bad, you could say, because like hospitals and everything, doctors and everything, it's just really bad. Mm-hmm. My uncle, he took COVID to his house, and my grandpa was there to the point where he passed away.
Oh, wow.
And it was I still want to see him, but you know, I haven't seen him in like 9 years or so. So, I mean, it's pretty rough, but we got through it.
And it is rough. I mean, it affects a lot of people. I mean, the fact that, you know, you watching your dad suffer, like I said, I was in the hospital, and I know I was close to dying. If it wasn't for the fact I was in the ICU for 2 weeks, where they had the on me, the CPAP machine, and they had me IVs all over the place. And I remember thinking, I'm not going to make it, because that's how bad it was. I couldn't breathe on my own. You know, one night the mask fell off my face. and I panicked because I couldn't breathe. So I was trying to put it on my face and I was trying to buzz the nurse. I was just telling my wife about this a little while ago, as a matter of fact. And I was trying to buzz the nurse while I have the mask on my face, and I'm panicking because I know if that mask comes off my face, I won't be able to breathe because my lungs, I had double pneumonia in my lungs. So it is a scary thing. Like you said, Kimberly, you took it serious, but not too serious until you see family members suffering, until it's affected you, then you realize this thing is no joke. You know, it's for real, you know, but at the same time, don't live in fear though. I refuse to live in fear. I will not live in fear of anything. You know, I will be careful, but I'm not going to be fearful. All right. Big guy, talk to me. How you doing, big guy?
Raif wants to go next.
I'm all right. Oh, yeah.
I got to start reading this thing. How about
you? Can go.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Brakai.
Well, COVID-19, it really didn't have effect on me other than just staying in the house. That's what I've been doing. I only know one family member that got it, but she got over it pretty quickly.
Okay. You're one of the better families then that have come through it. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Cool. Stay safe. Stay in that house, boy.
Thank you guys for talking about you students for being here with me. And thanks to the audience for joining us today and actually to join us next time. Same time, same place here at the Purple Palace. Well, we're not at the Purple Palace right now, but join us here at the STEM Civic Show next week. All right. And thank you for joining us. Have a great evening. Thanks.